This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Judges at the International Criminal Court ruled Thursday prosecutors can go ahead with an investigation into atrocities committed by all parties in the war in Afghanistan. The prosecutor warns to look more closely at the actions of U.S. forces, Afghan forces, and Taliban fighters during the conflict that began in 2001. The presidents of Turkey and Russia sat down for talks in Moscow today, aimed at ending hostilities in northwestern Syria, involving their forces along with proxies that threaten to pit Turkey against Russia in a direct military conflict. Both leaders underlined the need to reach agreement at the start of the Kremlin talks. Vladimir Putin said they need to work out steps to end fighting and prevent damage to bilateral relations. People around the world are bracing for months of disruptions from the coronavirus. Its unrelenting spread has caused ballooning infections, economic fallout, and sweeping containment measures. Australia's government says it is banning travel from South Korea by those who aren't Australian citizens or permanent residents. This follows Australia's second confirmed death from the virus. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
The woman, Australia's second coronavirus victim, died Tuesday at a facility in Sydney. Another elderly resident at the aged care centre has also tested positive for the virus. A 78-year-old man died in Perth at the weekend. He was a passenger on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was on lockdown in the Japanese port of Yokohama before being flown home. The number of COVID-19 infections in Australia has risen sharply in recent days. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
For more information on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.